You're listening to Insanity, Royal Holloway's student radio.
That was the Foo Fighters. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio, here with you till 9:30 tonight, that wonderful hour where 21, 30, 2 plus 1 equals 3, 3 and 0 is 3. Mental, innit? Mathematics. Chris Bird is here, as usual. You're right, mate?
Hello, yeah.
He'll be running the desk in a haphazard and fumbling manner.
Sure.
Are you looking forward to that?
Don't know, I'm a bit tired, mate, again, as usual. I'm always
tired. You're always tired. Why are you so tired?
I don't know, it's the game, mate. It's the uni sort of vibe that's
going
on.
You're poor as well, now. You seem to be poor and tired a lot. What have
poor,
you been doing?
Poor, tired, just dishevelled, everything. Yeah. Horrible, mate. I'm horrible at the moment.
For those of you not in the studio tonight, or if you're listening online, you can look at us on the webcam, and you will notice that I am
you don't want to,
dressed but... in a manner akin to Chris Bird, or as I call it, it's my old man Marley get-up.
I don't know if it's akin to me. I mean, I don't often wear a vest. If you're wearing shorts, then sure, yeah.
Got joggers on, got a hat on, smell, rugged hair.
Yeah, okay, fair
old
enough.
Old man
yeah.
Marley, all the way from Home Alone.
And the hat as well, so yeah.
You ever seen Home Alone?
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Old man Marley, that's the look. That's what I've christened this look.
I don't know who that is,
Can
but
I
I've seen
here?
It.
Happy Christmas. I live next door to you, don't I? Yeah, pretty
no,
much.
I
old
don't
man
know who that
Marley,
is.
Mate. If you are watching us online, you've just checked out what we're wearing. You now notice my hands have...
Yeah, I was just about to mention that, mate. Yeah.
Sunk to the old crotch. But I'm wearing this because my shower's broken. And it's been a strange, disturbing sort of chain of events in that I haven't been able to wash properly. I've had to wash in sinks.
How many showers have you had this week?
Just the one at your... I had to go
Is
around...
that it?
I had to go around Chris's house the other night to have a shower.
No wonder you were in there for half an hour.
It was horrible and demeaning. Well, it wasn't just that I was having. Oh, come on!
Oh, you didn't. If you did, you're not having another one, mate.
It's all coming out now. Sorry about that.
No, well,
I made sure I cleansed it all away.
You are male, so.
Oh, it's just, I mean, yeah. You were sat in the next room. I couldn't help myself, could I? That's what I did at Reading, right? When I went to Reading, I didn't have a shower. And what I used to do was, I kept this jumper on the whole time because I didn't want to take it off as a brownie top, and it was quite funny. But basically, what I did was, I would use antibacterial like wipes on my armpits under the jumper, and then we bought incense off a hippie and we just sort of wipe it on our clothes as some kind of crude aftershave. What do you reckon?
So you've had to pay extra for those things.
We got free because we sweet talked him. It's good, isn't it? Shake Me Down, Cage the Elephant, love that track. So chilled out and maudlin and indie. It's beautiful. It's quite dingly dangly, jingly bit. Jangly is what I meant. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. We're here with you till 9:30 tonight. It's currently 1937. Chris Bird is here
Good
running
time.
The desk. He's loving it, obviously.
Not the tune. It's
Why
a bit,
not?
I don't know.
Oh, it hasn't got a big enough beat for me.
I don't know. I need a pick me up in a moment, mate.
To it.
I need a pick me up. I don't need something that's going to send me to sleep.
That's the pick me up. That's the beauty of the show. We're going to bring him down and bring him back up.
Well,
it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Promise me. Just trust
me. You're playing
right?
The songs for me, not for the listeners.
Trust me. Trust me. That defeats the whole purpose of radio, my friend.
Oh, God.
So we're going to play a little game now just to get the show. Hopefully this will perk Chris up a bit and get him laughing, and we'll play some tunes in it afterwards. Here's a little game.
Probably not if it's coming from you, mate. Eh?
I read this in the Guardian today, on the Guardian website, and we're going to play it with Chris now. It's called Charlie Sheen or Colonel Gaddafi Duck.
Charlie
so, obviously,
Sheen.
In the past week, Charlie Sheen has been in the paper because he's a mentalist and a drug addict, etc. And Colonel Gaddafi's there because he's a Libyan nutter. So, basically, they've both been saying crazy things, as you're all no doubt aware. If you read papers or just sort of being aware of the news, you'll understand how crazy these two people are.
Yeah.
So, basically, we've got a list of quotes here from The Guardian, and Chris is going to try and guess who said what. You game for that?
Yeah, of course I am, mate.
Excited?
Yeah. Am I aiming to sort of maybe get this wrong on purpose? So
no,
it's
just sort of try and get it right because it's funny either way. They're insane. Here is the first quote. I have defeated this earthworm with my words. Imagine what I would have done with my fire-breathing fists. Who said that?
It's got to be Sheen, hasn't it?
You would be correct! Ding, 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 ding!
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
My fire-burning
I haven't got any
fists.
Context. I've got no context. Just...
What's context? Yeah, what context would you say? Who was he saying that to?
He was talking to a dead worm on the street. Right then. Number two. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Sheen or Gaddafi?
Surely that's got to be Daffy.
That is Charlie Sheen. I can only assume he's followed up the first insult with that one. So that's one out of two.
To be fair, that would have been mental if Colonel Gaddafi said that as a leader, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Right. Colonel Gaddafi doesn't care. Number three. Life without dignity is worthless.
That's Daffy.
That is Daffy. We'll move swiftly on. I'm extremely old-fashioned. I'm a nobleman. I'm chivalrous. Sounds like something I'd say.
That's Sheen.
That is Sheen. You're 3 for 4. That's pretty good. I am like the Queen of England. I'm going to have to hurry you for an answer.
Please tell me that's not Sheen again.
That is Gaddafi. Correct. That's mate, 4 out of 5. Right, number 6. I am much bigger than any rank. For those who are talking about rank, I am a fighter.
Rank. Gaddafi.
Yep, good answer. 5 out of 6. Number 7. Every great movement begins with one man.
Sheen.
Correct. 6 out of 7. I mean, it's a mental. What movement?
I know why you're doing it, because they sound like this. That should be what Gaddafi's sort of.
Right,
Gaddafi's
then. Number 8. These resentments, they are the rocket fuel that lives in the tip of my saber.
Sheen.
It is Sheen. Congratulations.
Cheers,
number
mate.
9. I woke up at 4 a.m. before dawn. You should be asleep. You're all tired after a sleepless night.
God. Sheen.
Gaddafi. Oh, no. 7 out of 9. The last one. 9/11 was an absolute fairy tale, a complete work of fiction. Who said that?
Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Yes. Christmas. 8 out of 10, mate. Not bad at all.
That is a first, which doesn't usually happen, mate.
Hey, exactly. That's pretty good, mate. I'm quite impressed with that, to be honest.
I wish that was my degree.
You scored quite well in all fairness.
Cheers.
We're going to follow that up now with a little song, Perk You Up, from our good friends, Umit 6. This is Rescue Me, featuring Chiddy.
You're listening to Tom Watts. Opening up a can of worms. Every Tuesday night. Only on Saturday. Good.
That was Umit 6. Coming up next, the new single from the album Progress by Take That. It's Kids. Yeah, brilliant song. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio here with you until 9:30 tonight. Chris Bird is also here running the desk. And I've only got one thing to say in honour of that song. I have defeated this earthworm with my words. Imagine what I would have done with my fire-breathing fists. Not me, the words of Charlie Sheen. We'll be bringing you a couple of songs in a few minutes. Before that, we have a nice little chat, aren't we, Chris?
That did not sound like Take That, by the way.
It's a new album. It's really good, isn't it?
I don't know.
Are you not a fan of The Flood?
I'm a fan of The Flood.
Yeah, The Flood, that's good, though. I listened to that
before 5 football games once to try and start me up, and we did win.
You played 5 football games straight through and listened to that song, did you?
Yep.
I can't remember how it goes now. I just know Robbie Williams is on it too much.
It was my inspiring song before the game.
The Flood?
Yeah.
Did it rain?
No.
All right. On the subject of you being an idiot,
go on.
I mean, Mr. Toad.
Now what have you got?
This is something I saw on Chris's Facebook the other day.
Go on.
We're going to analyze.
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 Annihilate.
There we go.
Right then. This came up on Chris's Facebook and came up on my feed the other day. And this is mental because this is a status from you on the morning. We're just going to go for it and then we'll go back for it. Annotate verbally.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll pick out.
I'll try and do it in a Chris Bird sort of voice.
Well, don't, mate. You're going to embarrass yourself.
I won't do it. Do you want to read it in yours?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, you read it. Miss out the swearing because that's rude. But apart from that, go for the rest of it in the voice you had in your head when you were writing it.
Well, it wasn't me that wrote it. Let's first establish this.
All right, okay. No one believes you.
Right, here we go. What's on my mind? Carnage.
Not the voice that it was written in. Read it in a voice.
What's on my mind? Carnage, that's what. Yes, I was out last night. And before you ask, yes, I was on the sauce. Chris Bird, knee deep in the 3 Bs. Booze, Birds and Banner. As per usual. Kick this weekend off Bird styly. Not sure I can handle overnight. Like that. Actually, blow it. I want to see you all throwing shapes on the default antidote. Drinks will be on me. In me. Lol. Kiss.
That's it. That's brilliant. So, obviously, you've written this. I'm interested in some of the stuff you're talking about here because it doesn't sound like you at all, because we've established that you are a poor maudlin fellow, more like someone who lives on the side of a road, a beggar with a dog who eats the dog and plays a guitar.
Let's not.
And apparently you're now some kind of Charlie Sheen-esque rock star.
Well.
I mean, it should have been Sheen and Gaddafi. It should have been Bird and Gaddafi, really. Carnage. That's what's on your mind, is it?
Carnage is always on my mind, mate.
Why? The sauce.
Sauce, you know what sauce is.
Yeah, the old liqueur.
The old ethanol sauce.
Yeah, sure. Knee deep in the three Bs, booze, birds and banter. I can guarantee it was only two of the Bs.
Right, go on, what would I miss out?
Where were the birds? And a partridge from a pear tree, was it? That doesn't count.
Do you not know about Friday Night, mate?
No, I don't. Fill me in.
No, I'm not going to
fill
you in.
No, fill me in right now. Fill me in. No, tell me right now.
No.
What have you done? Because I'm going to play this. You're going to tell me what's happened. Tell me now. Fill me in,
I hope
please.
That the people aren't listening that will be offended. First off, when I first worked on the dance floor, some blonde bird, well, I can't remember, came up and just
so
necked me. Necked me instantly.
The way you're
for
saying
no
it is so horrible.
Well, that's what
some
happened,
some blonde bird came on the floor and just sort of necked me. She rammed her tongue right down me. Gregory Peck. That's a horrible misogynistic thing to say.
I don't remember, mate, but some lady did end up at mine. I don't know, I didn't want to bring a girl back because my room's an absolute tit. But foolishly, I did not have any of the rubber. Any of the rubber stuff. And
so it's less of a.
Obviously, there was fumbling.
Fumble and tell. If you are mystery girl listening in, email us. I want to know who it is now. Who's Chris has been around necking.
Whoops.
Tongue rammed down neck.
Neck.
Disgusting sort of Ouroborealian snake eating itself sort of manner. Disgusting.
The amount of necking. That protrudes in the union.
Such
unit,
a horrible term, necking.
Necking is
it makes me think
that?
Of like two people ramming their necks together. Like, you know, people who've got like bronchitis or emphysema have got those holes put in their necks so they can't breathe.
Yeah.
People sort of putting them holes together in some kind of weird oral lovemaking. You know, that study came out this week that said oral sex can led to a rise in cancer, in throat cancer in girls.
Rubbish.
Well, maybe we can get around it if we all smoked ourselves till we got bronchitis and then sort of just rammed or fingered people's sort of neck holes. Like, finger your neck hole, be nice, wouldn't it? Or you could sort of neck people, literally just sort of ram your tongue in there.
That hurt.
Sorry, I just jabbed Chris in the neck because
right
I was like, acting out what I was doing.
Right,
I got carried
old,
away.
Right on the old double A, the Adam's apple.
The double A battery, baby.
No, I'm in charge.
Why?
Because...
Tell you what, mate, you need a couple of double A's shoved up your bum. That rabbit goes forever. Your language, you're dropping again.
Speaking of bums...
Oh, God, go on.
No, nothing.
What do you mean?
Don't know.
What do you mean by that?
Don't mean anything, mate.
Oh, yes. If you ever get the chance to see Chris drunk, what it basically looked like is, other than old man Marley drunk from Home Alone, trying to harass Macaulay Culkin. Imagine girls and Macaulay Culkin, you get the image of how scared they are of him. He'll sort of get drunk, and then we've talked about this before, but it's very strange. Imagine like a grandfather clock and put Chris's face on the big pendulum in the middle. That's sort of what he's like when he's drunk, sort of swaying from side to side, sort of like a metronome.
It's not even like that.
I'm just sort of swaying, like dancing. I know what it's like. You're either like a metronome. I could play along with you if I had a piano or some kind of instrument. Just like the way you're swaying is so like that, on top. But I'll tell you what it's also like. Do you remember Jungle Book? You're exactly like Scar. I think it's Scar, the big snake. You know when he does the hypnotising eyes and he sways back and forth? You're like a snake charmer. And that lures girls in and it terrifies me and amazes me in equal measure. Because your eyes do go all different multicoloured as well. You're just out there.
Well, they just go red, mate. They just go red with absolute glee.
Tell you what
nature.
I've also noticed as well about your sort of drunken, your sort of Mr. Hyde side is you know, Chris has got big mushroom hair. It's a big topic on the show. We've talked about it many, many times. When he drinks, it gets even bigger. It swells up as if all the booze.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, as if like all the alcohol's sucked up by his big spongy hair.
And I'm none the wiser of this. I think it still looks all right. And when I go out, it like looks quite, you know, quaffed, nicely quaffed. But like when it gets to about 1 or 2 a.m., it's just all over the place. It's horrible.
It's like the afro for the white man.
No, come on, mate. You've got 30 seconds to give me out some sort of banter.
What do you mean? I haven't. I've discussed everything I need to discuss with you.
No, just it's all been about me and made me look like an absolute tool.
Well, what
so
I got?
So, quickly, sum up who are you? Who you necked? Who did you neck?
Oh, I didn't neck anybody.
He did.
No,
lies.
I didn't. That's private.
You must have necked someone.
Definitely not. I'm a reformed man. I'm like John the Baptist.
John the Baptist isn't a reformed man.
What do you mean?
He didn't reform.
Yeah, did he baptise people? He threw water in their face. That's what I did. It was raining.
What, throwing water in some people's faces?
I went around outside in the smoking area and let rain fall on me, then I'd flick my fingers at people and Like, it would
How's
rain
that reformed? He's throwing water in people's faces. They don't want it in their face.
Lady Gaga. Same DNA. Born This Way. But Born This Way. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. That was the one, the only Lady Gaga of telephone fame. And I can tell you one thing, this tiny little studio that we're broadcasting from now is starting to feel a lot like Lady Gaga's egg. Or vessel, as she called it.
Can I just say, I'm sort of in charge as well about the last sort of link.
Go on, what has come to light that has annoyed you?
If anyone thinks I'm a bad person, then please, I was none the wiser. So...
That's a story of your life now. Who's none the wiser?
Well, I wasn't, mate. I checked...
What about that murdered child who robbed a bank? Who's none the wiser? What about alcoholic baby?
I didn't know he was a child in this situation.
What about sexy Alan? I had no idea. It was her armpit. I didn't know I was making love to an armpit.
What about Camp Alan?
All right. What about Dickie Forsyth? We haven't heard about from him for a year. He's probably dead.
He's off the radar.
Let's get him back. I've been saying this for a while. We need to get Dickie Forsyth back.
Mate, if you bring Dickie Forsyth back, you open a can of worms and Andy will come back. And that is what
I miss Stalker Andy, actually. He's my stalker. I miss him.
I don't.
No, come on.
Mate, you've got a new stalker. Well, who? Is he still stalking you? What's his name?
Who?
What's his face? The Canadian.
Philip Nutter?
No, the Canadian.
Gord Lawson. I hadn't had a story of him for a while.
Well, message him on FB.
Yeah, I don't know if I want a story.
And ask him to get me involved in it. I did specifically ask on the radio for him to do it, and he's not done it yet.
Gord, if you're listening to this or the podcast, write some sort of homoerotic fan fiction about Chris Bird. But in the meantime, I think we need to do a little thing that I like to call... Drop the button.
Okay, here it is. This week's Drop the Button is... Drop the Button!
Thundercats! Oh, yes, it's Thundercats, baby! And that is live on the Tom Watts Show. That is Drop the Button. This week, I love Thundercats.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of that?
No.
I was rocking out. You never watched Thundercats?
No,
you,
I don't think so.
I can only say that you've had a rubbish childhood.
Sure.
And a further kick in the teeth is that Chris spent the last 1 minute of that song sniffing his ears.
He's sniffing the headphones.
And said, it smells like perfume. What are you going to do? Try and get off of him, you sick
Probably,
idiot.
Mate. You know me, eh? Come on.
Right, yeah, I like that. Anyway, further to your question about why it's called Drop the Button. Drop the Button is thusly named because friend of the show and former co-host Patrick Aberhart once showed me a video in which he ate a button to a chant of Drop the Button. Drop the Button. And that's where
that.
The art has come from. I know, it's good, isn't it? I don't know how it's evolved in this sort of let's play childhood themes, but that is where the sort of concept comes from. Patrick Aberhart eating them buttons.
Well done.
Also, as a little aside, you like this. I was doing some reading earlier, some little prep for the show.
Of course you were.
This happened this morning. A UFO was seen over Siberia. On radar, and interestingly, this is why it's good, is the air traffic controller filmed it all, so you can see it on the radar, and he also recorded the transmissions that they were sort of getting, if they so can be called, and the transmissions he said, in his words, were female cat-like voices saying, meow, meow, which leads me to say that can only mean one thing, Thundercats are real.
Time for Chris Bird's Blackpool News
and Thomas Weird World Views.
Hooray!
Cool!
Yep, it's time for the news. That was Nero with me and you. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Chris Bird is here driving the desk quite well tonight,
you
actually.
Got me. Hmm?
Doing alright, mate, tonight.
Mate, I've not no fumbles as of yet.
Good. As the jingle said, it's time for Chris Bird's Blackpool News.
And Tom Watts Weird World Views.
Just a quick shout out. Thank you very much to Kat McKenzie for the new follow on Twitter. We don't check it, but it's always appreciated, isn't it?
Cheers, Kat.
I'm gonna take it as courtesy of us that she is following us now.
Yeah,
so yeah,
probably.
It's always nice.
It was
always
probably,
nice for
mate.
It's always nice for an inadvertent ego boost.
Yeah.
Right then.
Sure.
Go on then, mate. What you got for me this week? It's a special Blackpool News, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
celebration,
it's a,
as
yeah,
I
it's a celebration
understand.
This time, rather than you know, the usual sort of Blackpool
depressing
sort of news.
Maudlin, horrible.
I would like to congratulate Blackpool's chairman Carl Houston on getting married.
Let's make some atmosphere.
Woo! Cool. Well done. Basically, Blackpool's chairman Collison took time away from one place of worship at Bloomfield Road to visit another for his wedding on Saturday. Mr. Oyston married with partner Vicky Wheeler during a ceremony in stunning surroundings at Christ Church in Over Wiresdale near Lancaster.
So not in Blackpool then?
Not in Blackpool, no. Manager Ian Holloway was a guest at the event, along with assistant manager Steve Thompson. Club president Riley Buchanan also flew in for the ceremony.
Who?
He is the Latvian sort of millionaire that took got a share in the club about 4 or 5 years ago. And basically his plan when he came in, we were in League One, yeah. He said, in 5 years, Blackpool will be in the Premiership. And how many years did it take us? 4. Oh, now, obviously, when he said that, everyone was like, yeah, well done, mate.
See you later, you
mad
man.
See you later, but...
Go back to your crazy Eastern European country and farm some more pig, you yats!
His little bit of cash injection has seen us rise through the league.
See, where's he from? Latvia?
Latvia, yeah.
Are we sure that he's not a hired hitman who has just killed all the good players in the
NFL? Apparently he's been in jail. Apparently he's a bit of a con man.
Also, you said you wanted to read this story because of some other contextual stuff. What was that about?
Did I?
Yeah, you said something about his Oyston's father.
Oh, right. Well, I don't reckon this is going to last, to be honest, because if you look at Carl Easton and then look at his
They can't
wife,
see it, mate. We're on the radio, so something you keep forgetting time and again. But yeah, there is an image. I'm sure you can find it if you Google Carl Easton. That's Carl with a K. It's going to Blackpool Gazettes. But yeah, well, I'll describe it for you. She looks pretty hot, and he
looks like Harry Potter.
He looks like
Harry Potter's
fat,
dad.
Balding Harry Potter who's lost his abilities of magic and has now got a desk job and resents it. And somehow... his girlfriend's become... Apparently, Ginny Weasley has become really hot and dyed her hair black. Yeah. Probably for the best.
So, it won't last because the Oystons have got a sort of gene in them where they like
That's
to...
That's a big claim. It's a libelous claim.
No, they do. Well, his dad was put in jail for rape, wasn't he?
Of a 16-year-old girl.
No, mate, he's been...
some kind of weird Northern eugenics?
No, let me finish.
No one could breed him Oyston because he's got a gene of a rapist in him. What disgusting Victorian eugenics is this? You sound like the Third Reich, my friend.
Right, okay, maybe not a gene of rapism, but a gene...
Of rapism.
A gene of...
Don't mind that, that's just my rapism.
No, they've got a gene of, you know, liking the ladies because, yes, Carl... In his time, I think he's already cheated on her with prostitutes before, so...
Where have you got this from? Your head?
No, from rumours and stuff.
So your head? The voices?
No, the voices,
yeah?
Why would I make something like that up? Why would I feel the need to make something like that up about
Blackpool
chairman?
Because we've gone from celebrating Blackpool chairman's marriage to saying he's got the genes of a rapist in him and that he's already cheated on his wife with prostitutes several times.
That is the game. That is the game that we play, and it is a fun one.
It's a fine line between slander and lols,
well,
isn't it?
No, I would like to congratulate him, but let's be honest about this, Carl. It's not going to last. You're going to cheat on her.
So what you're trying to say is you want to congratulate him, but on the side, give his wife several different passports, a lot of money, and say, get out of country, we still can. Get out.
Well, yeah, their honeymoon is in Chile, so I'd advise that
she
stay there.
If she doesn't come back. The only solace I can find in the honeymoon being in Chile is that it's quite a dry country, so that if he does somehow murder her, her body...
He doesn't murder, he rapes.
Well, he might rape too vigorously and she might die, so if that does occur, then it'll be a good thing for the police back here because her body will be perfectly preserved by the dryness of the desert.
Oh,
in which case,
no, this...
we'll catch him red-handed and we'll have him there.
What are we... What
sorry, it's your can of worms you've opened.
Yeah, but you're talking too far. You're talking about a dead body.
See this Heinz tin, the metaphorical one in my hands. Listen.
That's not the noise they make.
And that is a...
Heinz tins don't make that noise anymore. It's just a slight...
All right, I've got an electric tin opener.
You have an electric tin? You don't have an electric tin opener.
Boop, boop. That's the lid coming off.
Well, the lid again doesn't make that noise.
Lids make that noise. That is a can of worms.
The new ones with the little... No. What are they called? Don't know what it is.
No matter which way you package it, mate, you're not going to escape from this slanderous comment of he's a rapist.
No.
Your strange Victorian sort of.
But he's got a bad gene.
View of the world.
He's got a bad gene.
Well, yeah, they're Wranglers.
Although they're rich.
There you go,
so
you have that.
That was probably one of the worst that we've done, to be honest.
Yeah, probably one of the worst.
There was nothing based on the story.
The thing that most people won't get is that if they're in the studio, they understand why this the irony of this article. Usually we have to read out of some terrible state of affairs that's happened in Blackpool,
and then make it nice.
We managed to shy away from it, become all magical and wonderful through the powers of our imagination. But today we've taken a nice celebration and gone in a complete opposite direction.
Mate, you've got to keep it, you know, keep up appearances.
Let's send this. Let's podcast this as usual. We'll get it on iTunes, go and download it, and then send it to him, see what he thinks.
No, I will. I will. I've got connections with him. I have met him before.
Sure. Guilty. As you've once said to me, the birds are big down the club. Quote.
The birds are big down what?
The birds are big down the club. Quote from Chris Bird, circa 2000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are, yeah.
Right then, should we move on to my news then?
Go on.
Slightly lighter in tone than that.
Well, it was a light story, mate. But we just
Knows where this is going to go.
We turned it.
I can see in my head where this is going already.
We'll see what we can do.
My story, I haven't got a title for it, I'm afraid, because it'll give it away. Here is my story. A tractor-trailer crash outside Springfield, Missouri on Saturday left the highway coated in 40,000 pounds of mayonnaise. That's 18 tonne to us Brits and our delightful and infallible metric system. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in that crash that saw the interstate closed for several hours to allow the mayo slick to be cleaned up. It's pretty much like Gulf of Mexico, except in sandwich turns on a motorway. The Missouri highway system is now halfway to a sandwich. Not my words, the words of the newspaper I was reading. Because last month, a truck also tipped on the interstate, letting several dozen pigs loose on the highway.
Pigs?
Yeah. Incredibly, the American Department of Travel was called upon to clean up a mayo spill there little over 5 months ago after hundreds of mayonnaise jars were spilled on the same interstate.
Mate,
that's my story.
Mate, I've got the crudeness already.
Go on then. Does it involve the human reproductive system?
Yeah.
Bit obvious, I'm going
to
say.
No, it's a bit obvious.
I prefer to get a sandwich. It's a strange thing.
Where
for
was this?
Paper.
Springfield, Missouri?
Yeah.
That isn't... Carl said he was visiting Chile. He visited Springfield, Missouri. And whilst he was out there, he had a bit of fun. Sure.
He raped so much as an ecstasy.
You got me, mate. You're on the same wavelength.
That's terrible thing to say.
Can we just say that me and Tom do not condone any of our...
No, these aren't our views. These are views of Insanity Radio. Oh, no! What have I done? No, the radio doesn't condone rape either.
No, it slipped out.
Anyway, moving on from that debacle, here's the thing that interested me most about this article. Not the amount of mayo that's all over the road now, but...
Have they cleared it?
Yeah, they cleaned it now, but probably just licked it up.
Do you reckon people swam in it and stuff like
that? Well, I don't think it was that deep. I think it was more like a shallow...
Can you swim in? Do you reckon mayo's like viscous to swim
in? No, I think it could... Have you ever heard of a little thing called the Dead Sea? The thing is...
Can you swim in it? You can just float.
You still swim, it's just hard. No, but let me get this point across, is that this newspaper said it's halfway to a sandwich, which is a strange way of thinking about things, really, isn't it? Just because some pigs got loose on there, what sort of sandwich is it?
It must have been Trump heaven.
What else do they need to make that sandwich? Bread. We need a bread explosion now. We need some kind of bakery to explode and spread bread all over that interstate. And then that's it. We've got ourselves a little thing, what I like to call a sandwich.
I would like to try that. I might give it...
What? Explode mayonnaise all over the road?
Yeah,
throw some pigs on it.
Then jump in it.
Obviously, the pigs have incinerated too.
Have a bit of a laugh.
I can only assume...
Throw some pigs in it as well, yeah. Watch them squirm.
I can only assume... They
That's
were
in, cruel.
I can only assume they were incinerated in the first blast, therefore edible. Followed by the bread, which is nicely toasted, sure. And if you're into the whole cannibalism thing, sure, there might be a few corpses chucked in there as well. Why not? Let's get a bit crazy.
There's your bacon butty with a bit of mayo.
Thanks very much. Man. Tiny Temper with Wonder Man. You're listening to Watsy here with you till 9:30 tonight. It's rapidly closing in towards that. Chris Bird's here running the desk. And how's that working out for you, mate? Is it all right?
Yeah, all right, mate. All right. Do you agree with Tiny that the world will never be the same with this Wonder Man?
Who's Wonder Man? That's the question.
Surely he's talking about himself, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm an egotist. I can only hope and assume he's talking about me.
He's the one flying through the air in the video. Like, okay.
Is new band of the week. Here is how I met this band. I went to the English Defence League march in Luton, and there were some people protesting it, and they weren't animals, they were humans. And I said, they had quite a good harmony when they were chanting. I was like, if we stick an electro beat behind that, I think we could have a hit on our hands. So I went up, approached them, signed up two or three of them, formed their own league full of humans, and I said, write me a song. And they said, what do you want? And I said, well, I don't want you. Because if you can't write a song, then I don't want you. So they have written a song in retaliation to me. Calling me baby, sure, why not? And admittedly, I was having a fling with the lead singer at one point. And You could say it's a metaphorical, sort of autobiographical parable of our time together. And it's sort of gone from writing a song about me to a song to me. And this is that group of people writing a song to me, asking if I can have them back. Because they ended up not being able to write a song, so I kicked them off my roster, dumped her, and now they're begging for me to come back. Yep, that's the story. That's the story behind it. It's quite a romantic one. Tinged with slight racist. It's a bit boring, sure.
Yeah. It was alright, wasn't it?
What do you reckon?
What, how you...
How did I meet this band then? Go on then. I'm sure you want to subvert that in any way you can.
Dunno, I think it's just some... Like, the name of it, it's obviously some sort of weird, like, paedophilic cult.
Oh, God. Sure.
And simply, you know... They do their biz.
Babies.
They do their biz sometimes.
What if it's alcoholic but baby?
There was an alcoholic baby, and he didn't want you. He's a bit of a nutter. And
didn't
he
want me.
He was throwing
ash over me,
throwing stuff at Tom, like, you know, yeah, get away from me. And you were like, ooh, don't you want me, baby?
He was flinging ash all over. It was a terrible state of affairs.
Yeah, and the name of this group is called The Human League.
This is The Human League with Don't You Want Me, Baby.
You're listening to Tom Watts, a.k.a. Remy Slam. On Insanity.
Yeah, it was The Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby. No, I don't want you, alcoholic baby, because you will beat me with your alcoholism and your cigarettes.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio, as usual, and that were some song we played. Chris Bird is here, still hanging around like a smell, like my showerless armpits. No, I need you here. You're my comic foil.
Hence why you keep texting me, like, begging me. Come round.
Sexting you with dirty pictures to myself to entice you round.
And then I actually sent you a radio question mark. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty tired, but I should be okay. And then he makes a status while I'm asleep saying, oh, yeah, me and Chris Bird. I didn't actually confirm.
I knew you would come. You can't stay away.
Yeah, because I feel like it's like a bit of a stitch up if I don't. You're leaving you hanging. You
good. Here's something else I wanted to bring up before the break. Well, the little music. Red milk. What are your thoughts on it?
What do you mean? You mean skimmed milk?
Yeah, red milk. Yeah, I'm thoroughbred green milk.
No,
semi-skimmed. I'm
semi-skimmed man.
Someone in my house has purchased skimmed milk and it has never been there before. So I want to know who it is. I'm limiting it down to one person. I won't name her name.
My housemate.
I won't name her short name upstairs bedroom. Not blonde hair. Brown sort of reddish hair. Yeah. Amy S. But yeah, admittedly, I had cereal this morning. I wanted to gag and throw up. It was so bad. It was horrible.
So you stole a bit of it?
Well, of course I did. It's a house milk.
Oh, it's house
milk. Well, it's not officially house milk, but I treat it like house milk. I've used it in tea as well. Sure. Tea tastes all right. I can tolerate tea. But I just cannot handle it in milk. It's like... horrible.
No, I'm semi-skimmed now.
Give me a bit of breast milk.
I don't find skim that bad, but, you know, I'm a...
Squirt that out over the old ready breck.
I'm a semi-sort of man.
There you go. Full fat, eh? Come along now, please, sir. Yeah, I can't handle full fat. It's too intense. It's just like eating a mouthful of liquid sugar. Right then, come on then. Let's start the top four. Do you want to introduce your song?
Yeah, this song, hopefully you're still listening. This goes out to Daniel Houghton, who... wanted to make a joke about how this was played four times when Wolves beat Blackpool 4-0. This is Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up, number four in the top four.
Woo! Mr. Casey and his Sunshine Band. Yes, that is Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine Band. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. That was track four of the top four for this week, as chosen by Christophe Bird, if he was French.
Via D. Houghton.
Via D. Houghton. His second request, man. Bloody hell, he's getting around, isn't he?
He's done well.
What we've been doing over the last couple of shows is a thing called Search of the Day, which we're going to continue now, which is basically in between each track in the top four, we'll read out a couple of the silliest searches from Google over the last couple of weeks, and Chris is just going to give us his gut reaction, then we'll discuss how we'd solve them. So here's the first one, Chris. You ready?
I'm clearly just going to annoy you again by just going, oh.
Yeah, pretty much. But here is the first one. You ready?
Go on.
Can plucking nose hairs give you an aneurysm?
Don't know that word.
Well, it's like if you pitch your nose too deep or pluck your hair, it would like give you like a stroke or something, mess your head up.
Really?
Like brain damage. By plucking your own nose hairs. What do you reckon?
No, probably not.
What if they're quite long? What if they put up a struggle to come out?
Oh, I mean, how far do the nose hairs go up?
Who knows? You might have a little mustache just under your eyes. Where do you think your eyebrows come from?
I don't know. Where does the monobrow come from?
Eyebrows do not come.
No, maybe they go up like through, you know, up to the sort of eyebrow area, and that's how monobrows start to sprout.
Are you
out.
Mental?
No, they might do.
You're insane. Nose hair does not go through the skin to create a monobrow.
Might do, mate.
That is crazy talk, my friend.
Well, that's a game, mate, isn't it?
Insane.
You wanted me to elaborate a bit more rather than just going, getting annoyed with it. And
well, yeah, I think you're insane. I'm scared for my safety now. Anyway,
well, I can't win with you, can
it
I?
It is time for
I'm
going to
interrupt
three.
You.
It's time for track three now. This is Jamiroquai with High Times. That was High Times from the album Travelling Without Moving. You're listening to Tom Watts do a really bad Alan Partridge impression. Chris Bird, you're here. How's it going? Did you enjoy that?
I'm better at Alan.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
No, I didn't like that tune.
Why not? It's brilliant.
I don't particularly like Jamiroquai.
Oh, don't judge him on the band. Judge it on the song, my friend.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Anyway, that
I
was
didn't
track
like the song.
Three of the week, that was track three of the week, moving swiftly on. What else have we got here? Here's a good one. You'll like this one. Let's debate this for a little while. Who cleans pirates' ears?
Right. Why?
Do you want to know that?
No, why would anyone
Maybe
want to know
it
that?
Was a pirate who's interested in having his ears clean.
Well, one, pirates aren't real.
Yes, they are. What do you mean they're not real?
Well, they are.
What do you mean?
No, they're not. Pirates weren't real.
Yes, they were. They went around pillaging.
Name me a real pirate.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Not real.
Yes, he was.
Pirates weren't real.
Pirates of the Caribbean was a documentary. Pirates were real. I don't know what
they've
you're talking
been fabricated, about. Fabricated, haven't they?
You're insane. But I can only assume, with the poor hygiene of a pirate, that their ears would be untapped mines of earwaxy, sticky, smelly gold.
How much? How much do they like make up what pirates are like? Though? Like, I know for the film purpose, but I mean,
well, they don't know any real pirates, do they, mate? So,
well, I'm going to search this when we're off.
You will not do any research on pirates. I know you. I know you too well. You're too lazy.
Out of all the questions to ask, though, you wouldn't. When they say clean their ears, like, what mess do they get in more than any other people in
their
ears?
That's a good point, I didn't even think of that. Why are their ears so messy?
Yeah, what's wrong with their
Listening
ears that they need to clean
much,
them more?
Why are they so hairy and covered in what? What are they covered in? Gunpowder? Grape juice? Who knows? They went around pillaging a lot, didn't they?
I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, let's move on to another one. Here's a good one. Is there a mathematical system for picking the correct lottery numbers? Notice that it's not lottery. I'm sure he meant lottery, but he actually said lottery, which might be a slight pun on the old cracking the safe. Yeah. He might figure out the numbers to that through a math.
Oh, I might have fooled Google here. They might actually give me the right answer if I ever say lottery.
Oh. Well, if we're going by his logic, then his lottery means Google becomes Goggle. I'm just going to goggle for some lottery. He's stretched out all these vowel sounds
I'm
and
sure
becomes
I'm
a strange, hyperbolic sort of English-speaking idiot.
I wonder if he got what he wanted from that search. I mean, I'm sure the National Lottery has on my note. Oh,
let's
yeah.
try
if
this
you want
song,
to actually try and, beat the system, then...
Let's try and...
I was the one speaking. You're the one that came over me.
I had a good idea, sorry. Let's Google it then during the next song and let's see what it comes up with, yeah?
I was making a funny quip.
Sorry, I didn't even hear it. What'd you say?
No, I don't want
to
say it now.
I'm too involved to get my own phone.
No,
call.
No.
Go on, then introduce your next song.
Oh, is it my song?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, basically I'm doing my usual search. I just searched Rain and this is what we found. It's Sash by Rain... Oh no, it's Raindrops by Sash. Encore on Four.
Number two of the week. Sash with Raindrops. You're listening to Insanity with me, Tom Watts. We're here with you for the next 11 minutes. Chris Bird's here on the desk. Did you enjoy that, Chris Bird? Your choice.
Of course I did. I forgot how much of a tune that
song
was.
Song DOS. I know, it's huge. I want to drop that in the union. That's a brilliant song.
Of course you are.
Moving on with these searches then. Here is the next one. Do It Yourself Sex Change with Glue. Go on. Any ideas?
Do It Yourself
Sex Change with Glue. I imagine he's got a glue gun. It's quite powerful. And either he is going to... I don't know. I can only imagine it for a girl.
It can't be for a guy.
Glue her nether regions together and then glue some kind of penis onto him. That's it.
I can't see it working. But
he could glue boobs to him, I guess.
I can't see skin sort of like sticking to skin like through glue.
Maybe it's not glue. Maybe it's not skin. Maybe it's just... The hunks of plastic he's gluing to himself like some kind of strange model.
Where's he going? He might not even want to stick it down that. He might just stick it on his head.
Yeah, bizarre search, isn't it? Wow,
it
I can't even comprehend it.
Say it again, read it again. Do it yourself.
Do it yourself, sex change with glue.
Sex change with glue.
Sex change with glue.
No, it's not going to work, is it?
Bizarre, I don't know. Also, we did a little research during the last song into who Cleans Pirates is. The context is all wrong. It's to do with a video game.
Yeah.
Boring. And we also searched for the mathematical system to pick the lottery number. And we found one, didn't we? We found a system.
Yeah.
And then
system.
Chris still didn't believe that pirates were real, so we googled them. We got the Wikipedia page up.
No, I do believe
it. And it's one of the biggest Wikipedia pages I've seen. And there's several millennia of info about piracy.
What
he is refusing
saying,
to believe that it's all No.
I'm not refusing to believe that. I think they've been taken out of context. That's basically what I mean.
What do you mean?
I mean, were they for good? Were pirates bad or
good? What do you mean, were they
were pirates
for good?
Were pirates for good or if they're bad?
It's
from what I've seen here, as early as 258 AD, the Gothic Heruic fleet ravaged towns on the coast of the Black Sea and the Sea of Marmara.
Sure,
so they ravaged the they ravaged towns.
Right then, let's let you ponder this ravaging good versus evil debate during the next song, which is the brand new track from Panic at the Disco. This is The Ballad of Mona Lisa. It's Panic at the Disco, The Ballad of Mona Lisa. On the album Vices and Virtues, coming out later this month. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio, here with you till 9:30, 5 minutes left before Jammer. Right, let's run through one more search then before we say goodbye and hand over to Alfie Dillon and the gang. There's two, eh? Which one do you want, the top one or the bottom one?
Both.
All right. What Three. Happens to my dog when I join the military? I can only imagine that's what happened to Scooby-Doo, and now he's scared that his owner never come back. That's why he's always scared when they get
obviously,
find
obviously this person's on their own. If they're on their own, then well, surely the dog would go to
bring
a pound.
The dog with it.
Surely you could just go to
maybe,
a pound.
Maybe, what if the dog had to get a job and pay the rent for the house? He'd become a guide dog.
Yeah, how good is this dog?
Or a sniffer dog.
If this dog was any good, he could hold a fort on his own.
Yeah.
And he could lead a hedonistic life.
Yeah, he could lead his own little band of canine rebellions against like an army of cats and recreate his master in that. So yeah, we've answered that one. That's good. We've got 2 minutes before the next song. And we've got another one. Here's a good one. What is the meaning of a pineapple? That's quite an existential deep question. What's the meaning to anything, if anything?
There's no meaning of the pineapple, is there?
Maybe there is.
It's a fruit.
Maybe the meaning of a pineapple is to be refined into pina colada. Or...
this is the debate. This is clearly why he's searching it, mate.
Or maybe it's solely because it's where SpongeBob lives, under the sea. That's the whole reason for pineapples. God created pineapples to give that lovable anthropomorphic sponge a place to live in the ocean.
Correct.
Maybe that's
correct.
What it is. Or maybe he tried to create an apple made of pine needles and failed miserably and gave us the juicy, wonderful fruit that is known as a pineapple. What do you reckon?
It's interesting.
Good.
I'm not sure it's...
okay, well, I think we can squeeze in one more then, quickly.
Oh, God, there's another one.
Yep.
How many more are there?
This is the last one.
Oh, go on.
How to get rid of spells that are cast out from moon worship. You'll notice I've written notes to all the others. There's just three dots next to that one because I am speechless. I've got nothing.
No, I've
that's
got
it.
That.
That's me throwing stuff to the floor in disgust at a crazy, crazy thing.
Crazy sort of, power that you threw that down in.
Yeah. Been a good show, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've liked it.
Yeah, it's been a good one. We haven't probed Fritzl's basement of treasures this week. We've stuck on the line, apart from that one little blip in Blackpool News. I've been Tom Watts. He's been Chris Bird. This has been a Tom Watts show. We will be back next Tuesday. There's only a couple of Tuesdays left of the term, isn't it? It's scary.
Correct.
The show's almost over. An era's coming to an end.
But...
not quite yet. What better way to end the show, though? This is Wiley with Wearing My Rolex. Bye!